Hey guys, and welcome to the Originals on the VRO. I'm Keisha, and if you've listened to the TBD recap, you'll know that Kristen is actually sick right now, so she will not be making this episode, but she did send in her thoughts for what I consider to be an awesome, awesome, action-packed, drama-filled, wonderful episode. And of course, the episode I'm talking about is it's The Other Girl in New Orleans, which I'm assuming is Aurora. So basically, picking up from last episode, Aurora kidnaps Cammy, hides her in a trunk, and is basically trying to toy with Klaus, out of jealousy because she's cuckoo bananas. Actually, in this episode, she admits that she is bipolar, and, you know, Kristen, she sent in her thoughts, and she actually finds her interesting, and I agree, Aurora is awful, but she seems to like something about her. I think she's annoying. I don't like her. If she was staked, I would not care. But we have to deal with her because she's part of Klaus's past, hopefully not part of his future. And in this episode, she basically kidnaps Cammy and interrogates her and gets her to confess her feelings about Klaus. And she admits that, or Cammy admits that Klaus and she and Klaus do have some kind of relationship. It's not romantic, obviously. They have not done anything other than a smile and a hug, as you'll see, but they are very, very connected, and they obviously do care about each other, and of course that makes Aurora very, very jealous, and apparently she is predisposition to be jealous. She's a kooky character, not making fun of her mental disorder, but aside from that, she's just annoying. I mean, yes, I get that she may have some kind of illness, but that doesn't excuse her being a horrible person, which she is. So, yes, I will hold her accountable for her actions because she could make the choice to be a better person, but she isn't. She chose to kidnap Cammy to fuel her jealousy or get some kind of reaction out of Klaus or get to force Klaus into choosing her over Cammy, which actually does not go her way because she thinks she belongs with Klaus and they can have their epic romance together. But the truth is, it's been 1,000 years, honey. It's time to move on. Klaus has changed and you're not what he's looking for. Cammy is what he's looking for, and Cammy is the best option for him. She challenges him as a person. She makes him better. And I think Kristen agrees with me because she wanted more than a hug. And so did I. But that's all we got, and that's what we gotta roll with. Before we get into the whole Cammy and Klaus situation, we do have to talk about Elijah and Marcel and these damn strict vampires. So basically the mission was Marcel was charged with them because he's been, admitted into this club and this, you know, this secret society of vampires who are so full of themselves, and Tristan is the head guy of that. So he is basically tasked with not only freeing Tristan from the custody of Elijah, but capturing Elijah and staking him with this very strong magical weapon that will make him, that basically acts as a dagger and forces him into indefinite sleep, but will not kill him. And he has to betray him in the process. So, or die. His option is you do this or die. And, you know, I think Kristen and I are both on the same page with this. It's very confusing because you don't know where Marcel's gonna go. On one hand, he could side with the Strix because maybe they'll be more of a family to him than the Michelsons were, because every turn they've sort of betrayed him. I mean, it was Klaus that took away his city. I mean, and as a young boy, it was Elijah who pushed him away and basically called him a nuisance. So I can see why Marcel wouldn't want to change on him, but you know, and that's what I thought he would do in this episode. He talks to Elijah, he shows up the compound and warns him that, you know, the Strix want to bring him down, but then he's like, yo, I already betrayed you. And Elijah's like, what? What's going on? And then friggin' Marcel stabs him right in the chest with this device and neutralizes him. The Strix come in and they start wreaking havoc. And yeah, so I really thought that Marcel was betraying Elijah, and Kristen thought so too, but in the end, we know that's not true. And while all this is going on, you know, we have Haley, who's, oh man, she's given the crap end of a crap stick, because on one hand, she has to protect the Michelsons because that is her family. You know, that's her daughter Hope's family. She can't sit there and watch them die. But on the other hand, the wolves are also her family. She is a wolf. I mean, she might be a hybrid bred, but first and foremost, she was a wolf. And she married Jackson, that's her husband, and that's their pact, that's their family. They all share her power. And so it's a very tough position for her to be in. She's sort of at a crossroad. And, you know, Jackson's grandmother brings up a good point. You know, she's risking her lives for these vampires who are over 1,000 years old, who could very well take care of themselves, but occasionally they do need help. And Haley is a badass who does help them and save their butts time and time again. But you know, at the same time, you know, she's risking her life. She's a mom, and I want her to live. I don't want her to die in the process of protecting these vampires, who might be able to take care of themselves. And I mean, the most threatening weapon they have, it doesn't kill them, it just makes them sleep. You know, if somebody takes out Haley's heart, she's gone for good. There's a big difference there. So I could see where her grandma's coming from and where Jackson's coming from, but really, Jackson needs to, like, I don't know, like, stop avoiding this, stop, you know, crying out in the bayou and shooting stuff and avoiding this. He needs to hit this dead on and have that confrontation and really talk this out, because right now he's running and hiding. Man up, Jackson. Or not man up, just husband up. Be a good husband. Talk to your wife. Communicate with her. And that, you know, that's what I'm asking. But Elijah notices this conflict, and he's like, oh, you know, you should go off, be with your family, take care of your stuff, because as always, Elijah is the one who will sacrifice. He's the first person to sacrifice his happiness so that others maybe have theirs. So he supports Haley, obviously, and he's a good guy, but God, oh, I just want Elijah to be happy. And also, I love this. He and Freya team up to basically try to penetrate Tristan's mind, which for some reason they cannot do. Haley bites him, and her wolf venom makes him at his weakest point, and they still cannot really get into his mind. But Elijah did get in there quick enough to find the words. Cepheus, which we later learn is like the name of their company, and so they're able to track down Rebecca's coordinates, which hopefully by next episode Rebecca will be back, which I think she will. But yeah, that was, I mean, the fact that Tristan was able, even at his weakest moments, to block Elijah from most of his thoughts speaks to the strength of him, and he's really something to kind of fear. I don't want to say that, but yeah, Tristan might be a dick, but he's obviously quite powerful, and he's almost as old as the originals, so he would know a thing or two about defending his mind and building that strength. And so it'll be interesting to see what his next move will be, because while this is going on, Marcel has betrayed Elijah, and I'm gonna put that in quotations. He hasn't really betrayed him, but it looks like he has. And so he helps Tristan escape, and he's like, yo, listen, I just betrayed the original family. I'm gonna need your protection. So now they have taken him under their wing, and so Marcel is hiding off with the Specs, or the Strix, in their inner circle, and he's doing this while being a double agent or secret agent spying on them to help out Elijah and the Michelsons, because at the end of the day, Marcel will back them because obviously their health and life is tied to his, because if Klaus dies, then he dies, obviously. So, yeah, it's all very confusing, right? Yeah, I'm a little confused. But that's the way it is. And that's the great thing about this show, is a lot's going on, but you still know it. It's a little confusing because, yes, there's a lot going on, but it all makes sense if you think about it. It's all leading to something. And it's this prophecy that, you know, the originals are trying to avoid, and that's being taken down, one by friend, one by foe, and one by family. And I still don't know what that is, who that could be. And the family could be Finn. Finn could be the one to take them down, because we learn later at the very end of this episode, Freya resurrects him or pulls him from their necklace to what Kristen calls someone who's straight out of a Backstreet Boys photo shoot. I love that reference. He does look very, very boy bandish, I will say. But yes, Finn is back. Womp womp. He's such a buzzkill. Why can't they bring back Cole? No idea. But yes, Finn is back, and we'll have to deal with it. And for some reason, Freya trusts him or wants to use him or think he's important. I don't know. But we'll find out in the mid-season finale next week, which I really think that Rebecca will be back, because they were able to track down the longitude, and then they pulled the latitude from Aurora's mind, which brings us to the Klaus and Cammy situation, because Aurora was so sure that Klaus could not care for this simple human being. But what she fails to realize is that Klaus wants something more than passion and a pretty face. He wants a brain, and Cammy offers that. She is sharp as a whip, she's compassionate, she sees the good in him, and she challenges him. She challenges him in a way that Aurora never could, because Aurora doesn't get him. She sees him as, I don't know, this monster or this broken child or whatever, this lovey-dovey nonsense. And Cammy sees the real Klaus, the Nick part of Klaus. And yes, she might be a human, but she's a smart human. She was smart enough to hit her over the head with a tire iron when Aurora opened the trunk, so kudos to Cammy. Take that, Mike, because Cammy does actually do stuff. And she challenges Klaus, and she forces him to be better. So that's why he chose Cammy, because she is the better woman for him. And yeah, if I were given the choice, I would choose Cammy all the way. She's such a good human and smart and someone to look up to. So yeah, totally Team Cammy. And so it's not surprising to me that he would protect her. He cares about her. And the thing is, they developed a real relationship. It wasn't just sex. They haven't had it. They haven't kissed. They haven't done anything. It's based on their mind. Because at the end of the day, you could have all the hot sex you want, but if you can't connect with that person on an intellectual level, then what's the point in having that relationship? So, yes, Cammy and Klaus may not be lovers, but they connected in a way that Aurora never could. So, yeah, take that, Mike and Aurora and all the anti-Cammy shippers. Yes, she's awesome. And Klaus thinks so too, because he rescued her and had her stay over the night. And they had this, you know, I thought they were going to kiss. Kristen thought they were going to kiss. Kristen was hoping for more, but nope, we got a hug. And I will take that, because I would prefer them to take it slow and really develop not just their intellectual and their mutual friendship, but also their romantic side too. I want them to take it as slow as they possibly can so that this thing is real. So I'm okay with a hug. Let's, you know, hey, it was a lovely hug. It was very, very compassionate. It was very long. And it gave me, you know, a warm heart. So, I'm good with the hug for now. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen this mid-season finale. Who knows? Do you think this prophecy is going to come to life? Do you think did Michael sins are actually finally gonna be taken down? Let us know in the comments. Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to next week, and we'll see what happens. And if you want to keep up with us, thanks for listening. By the way, thanks for listening. We are on thevero.com, on Twitter at thevero, and on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. It's been real, it's been fun, and we will catch you on the flip side. Bye!